I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever asked the question, what makes a good leader? Maybe when government elections are just around the corner, you may think about this. How are leaders chosen? Why would anyone want to become a leader? Is it all about who is most popular or qualified? Could I ever aspire to become a leader? The Bible has much to say about leadership. The Apostle Paul told Timothy these words, "This is a trustworthy saying. If someone aspires to be a church leader, he desires an honorable position." 1 Timothy 3:1. Here, the Apostle Paul is clarifying leadership within God's church, the body and the bride of Christ. The Apostle goes on and states, "So a church leader must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exercise self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or be violent. He must be gentle, not quarrelsome, and not love money. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his household, how can he take care of God's church? A church leader must not be a new believer because he might become proud and the devil would cause him to fall. Also, people outside the church must speak well of him so that he will not be disgraced and fall into the devil's trap." In this list, we see that church leaders are to be above reproach, above and beyond blame or fault. They are to be faithful in their relationships, especially in marriage. They are to practice self-control, wisdom, and have a good reputation. They are hospitable, gentle, peaceful, and not filled with greed. They are a good manager, steward of their home and family. They are mature and growing in their walk with God, not a new believer. They are spoken well by others outside the church. These, Paul says to Timothy, are the qualifications and characteristics of a good leader. If you are in the church and have a role in being a leader, whether it's teaching or serving or preaching or leading worship or whatever place of ministry that you are in, would you be considered a good leader? I believe godly leadership is filled with humility. That is, having an honest and truthful opinion about yourself. You're not putting yourself down, but you are not filled with a boastful pride that is arrogant and self-seeking. You are marked with an attitude of grace and have a willingness to serve. I believe a godly leader strives to put others first before themselves. They are willing to help, to be generous, to serve, and if called upon, to sacrifice. They are loving toward others just as Jesus Christ is loving towards all. We may step back and say, there is no way I could ever qualify to be a church leader, someone who is godly, someone who fulfills that list. This description for Timothy from Paul was not given to exclude potential leaders. I believe Paul gave this description to clarify godly leaders and to give all in the church the benchmark of what is a good leader. One who is humble, loving, serving, hospitable, kind. One who has integrity, who is honest, self-controlled, and faithful. One who seeks to exalt, honor, teach, and model Christ. The Apostle Paul looked at himself and saw that he was the worst of sinners, yet was miraculously saved to preach the good news to others. He told Timothy earlier in chapter 1, "This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life." 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. If God can change Paul and transform him by the power of the Holy Spirit to be used by him for his glory, who became a godly and good leader, God can change us and use us to become his godly leaders. Why not ask the Lord today to help you be the leader he wants you to be? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.